This is Pastor Ron Franklin at Covenant Community Church, and you're listening to Covenant Living Today. Hi, and welcome to today's edition of Covenant Living Today. Today on our broadcast, our message is How to Triumph Over Terror.
Go over to Exodus chapter 6. Look at verse 3. This is the God who is daddy to us. This is the God who is our father, who is standing there right by our side, whatever the problem is that we have to deal with. Exodus chapter 6, verse 3. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty, but by my name, Lord, I was not known to them. Now catch it. Catch what he's saying here. God is saying that when he first appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to all the patriarchs, they only knew him as God Almighty. Before they knew his name, they knew he was the mighty God. Anybody ever heard of El Shaddai? That's what the Hebrew is right here. When it says the Almighty God, he is El Shaddai, the Mighty One. That's who God is. Go over to Jeremiah chapter 32, 17. Our God, the one who stands beside us, the one who is our daddy, ready to deal with our problem, is El Shaddai, the Mighty One. And what does that tell us about him? Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 17. Ah, Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. There is, how much? Nothing that is too hard for you. Do you know that whatever situation you are facing, there is nothing too hard for God? Do you know, no matter how terrifying the circumstance may seem to you, there is nothing too hard for God? Do you know, however deep the pit that you may have dug for yourself by the stupid decisions that you have made in life, guess what? There is nothing too hard for God. He is El Shaddai, God Almighty. There is no problem that can stand in his face that he is not able to take care of in our behalf if we will just position ourselves. We live in dangerous times today. We have some countries that don't wish us well. For example, North Korea has nuclear weapons. Other countries in the world are supporting terrorism. How many of you know that God is ruler over North Korea? God is ruler over China. God is ruler over Pakistan. God is ruler over Syria. God is ruler over every nation on this earth. Amen? Guess what? He can still fight our battles for us. We do not have to be terrified. But catch it. Not only is he ruler over North Korea, he's ruler over Harrisburg. Amen? He's ruler over EDS. He is ruler in the Harrisburg School District. Amen? He is ruler out at AMP or at Tyco or whatever they're calling it these days. Guess what? God is in control. And when you're facing a circumstance, a situation in your home or on your job or whatever it is, you need to see the God who is El Shaddai for your situation. You need to confess, God, you are the one who delivers me right now out of the situation of my life because you are ruler. You know, in Bible study, we're talking about how to handle conflict. Anybody here know Christians do get into conflict with one another sometimes? Amen? All right? They get into conflict, but they do not get into strife because they settle their conflict. Amen? And one of the things that we've been talking about in dealing with that is that you do not go back into history. When you get ready to talk to somebody about the issue that you need to deal with, what you don't do is go back and dig up what they did in 1955. All right? You don't need any history lessons because you'll end up arguing over history. But catch it. When you get ready to pray, You need some history. You need to remember some history. Amen. You need to remember who God has been for you. You need to know you are the God who got me a house when I shouldn't have been able to get a house. You are the God who got me that job that I did not have the credentials to get. You are the God who delivered me from my addiction when the people I used to run with are still caught in their addiction. You need to go back and get some history about what God has done in your life, because what he has done, he can do and will do in the future if you will just position yourself. You see, what this all comes down to is we need to remind ourselves of who God is. Amen? When we are facing terrifying circumstances in our life, when the devil is trying to terrorize us, we need to remind ourselves of who God is. Let's look at one more aspect of it. Who God is. Look back at that verse, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, starting with verse 6, and said, O Lord God of our fathers, are you not God in heaven, and do you not rule over all the nations or the kingdoms of the nations? And in your hand is there not power and might, so that no one is able to withstand you? Verse 7, are you not our God, who drove out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and gave it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend forever? Who is this God? He is God Almighty. He is El Shaddai. Amen. But of more immediate interest to us, he is our God. Hallelujah. He is our God. He's not just God up there someplace. He is Abba, Father. He is Daddy God. He is ours. You know the Lord's Prayer. How does it start? Our Father who art in heaven. Amen. What does God want to draw our attention to from the very beginning? God is our Father. Hallelujah. Tony's already demonstrated for us what a father is ready to do for his kid. Amen. You know what I believe? Now, you know, Devin is still growing. Amen. So one day Tony might not be quite so confident. But you know what? I believe if Tony had to do it, he'd have come at me if he was to protect his daughter. Believe that? In fact, he'd have come at any man in this place or two or three of them put together. Isn't that right? Tony, isn't that right? Amen? Because what? He's daddy. And daddies take care of their kids. Isn't that right? That's the way God created them to be. And if earthly daddies do that, what do we know about our Father? He's going to take care of his kids. Amen? He's going to take care of his kids. You see why we need to start by focusing our attention on who God is? We need to see him as the El Shaddai, the Almighty One, that nothing can stand against. But even more than that, he is our Father. He is the one who is going to take care of us, because we belong to him. Go back to that verse again. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Look at verse 7 once more. It says, are you not our God, who drove out the inhabitants of this land before your people and gave it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend forever? Not only is he El Shaddai, not only is he our God, our Father, but he has already given us the land, praise God. It belongs to us already. Catch it. If I have $100 in my pocket and you want that $100 and I don't want to give it to you, what's going to happen? You're going to have to fight. Isn't that right? You're going to have to fight. You're going to have to take it. If I've got it, it belongs to me, and you want to get it away from me, you're going to have to fight in order to take it away from me. But what if it's in your pocket and it belongs to you? Guess what? Do you have to fight? No, it's already yours, isn't it? It's already yours. Understand something. The victory in life, everything that you need to succeed in life, to have all your needs met, to be able to live a godly life and a prosperous life in the way God defines prosperity, everything that you need, guess what? It's already yours. It's already yours. You don't have to fight to get it. It already belongs to you. But if the devil wants to take it away from you, what's he got to do? He's going to have to fight. He's the one that's got to fight. Amen? Because it already belongs to us. And what has our father El Shaddai promised us? When the devil comes to us and wants to fight, what did he say? We will not have to fight the battle. All we will need to do is stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. It already belongs to us. How many of us right now have in our hands everything that we would like to have? We have as much money as we would like to have, as much clothing as we would like to have. We have the house we would like to have, the car we would like to drive. How many of us have all of those things in our hands right now? Let me just see. We don't have all that stuff visibly in our hands, do we? I mean, how many of you would accept it if I were to offer you $1,000 right now? I mean, how many of you would say, oh, no, I got too much already, keep it. No. I mean, visibly in our hands, all of us have things that we would like to have that we don't yet see. But do you know what the word is telling us? It already belongs to us. Hallelujah. We don't have to fight to get it. The devil will have to try to fight to take it away from us. God has already given us, the Bible says, everything we need for life and godliness. But guess what? We still will have battles. We still will have the enemy come against us, try to get us into terror and to fear so that we will back away and run away instead of going into the land that God has already given us and taking the land. The children of Israel had been given the promised land, the land of milk and honey, but they looked into the land and what did they see? There are giants over there, they said, and they grew terrified. And because of their terror at what they perceived their circumstances to be, instead of marching into the land that God had already given them, that already belonged to them, they turned around, walked away, and spent 40 years wandering around in the desert. You know what it's like? You go home after service today, you open up the door, and you look into your house, and there is somebody standing in your house that you don't know, that's bigger than you, and you say, oops, well, I guess this house is already taken. I'll just go someplace else. How many of you are going to do that? No, what do you say? This is my house. What are you doing in my house? And if you don't get out of my house, I'm not going to have to fight you by myself. I'm going to call in reinforcements. I got my cell phone right here. I know how to punch 911. Get out of my house. You see, we already know in the natural that if it belongs to us, they can't take it without a fight. Amen? We need to know that in the spiritual realm. God has given us the land. He has already given us success in life. Understand, there is nobody in this room who is supposed to fail in life. We have already been given that land. But when the devil comes and wants to take it away from you, wants to terrify you so that you will run away and not fight, what do you need to know? El Shaddai. El Shaddai, God, my father, my daddy, I need to keep my focus and my attention on him. And that's why when I pray, I don't start with what the problem is. I start with who God is. And once I got a good picture of who God is, now I'm ready to deal with the situation. Let me speed up a little bit. Amen. Here's the second thing that we need to do. Number one, we need to start with God. Amen? Amen. Number two, go over to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Let me read verses 7 through 9 right quick. Are you not our God who drove out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and gave it to the descendants of Abraham your father forever? and they dwell in it and have built you a sanctuary in it for your name, saying, if disaster comes upon us, sword, judgment, pestilence, or famine, we will stand before this temple and in your presence, for your name is in this temple, and cry out to you in our affliction, and you will hear and say. Isn't that a positive confession? Isn't that a confession of faith? What you may not recognize is, it is also a confession of the word. Keep your finger in 2 Chronicles 20 and go over to 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Start with verse 14. Look at the promise that God had made to his people when the temple was first built. 2 Chronicles 7, starting with verse 14. If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to prayer made in this place. For now I have chosen and sanctified this house that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart will be there perpetually. That was the promise that God had already made to his people. So when his people started praying about the situation that they were dealing with, look back at chapter 20, verse 9, 2 Chronicles 20, verse 9. If disaster comes upon us, sword, judgment, pestilence, or famine, we will stand before this temple and in your presence, for your name is in this temple, and cry out to you in our affliction, and you will hear and say. Do you see what they were doing? They searched the word of God. They found the promise that God had already made in his word, and they prayed the promise back to God. They prayed God's promise back to him. If you want to be sure that you are praying right, pray God's own words back to him. Amen? Amen? I mean, we're saying God is a good daddy. Now, God is a better daddy than a lot of us. Because if your kid comes to you and you've told them something and they don't want to do it, and they come to you and say, but daddy, you said, what do? You get upset, don't you? And you really get upset if they're right about it. Isn't that right? Well, see, God's a better daddy than we are. Amen? When we come to him and say, but Father, you said. You know what he says? Yes, I did. And if I said it, I meant it. And if I meant it, I'll do it. Hallelujah. If you want to be sure that you are praying right so that God's going to hear and God's going to answer and God's going to move in your behalf, fight that battle for you, pray his own words back to him. Hallelujah. Pray the word of God back to him, and God will fight the battle for you. Priscilla has to go to Lancaster to school. And some of you know that she's still driving at this point. We're in faith. 1988 Mercury. What is that, 15 years old now? 15? All right. And how many of you know that that car stops sometimes? It does, I have to tell you, it does. In fact, a few months ago, she was on her way to school in Lancaster and her car stopped. That's a fact. 15-year-old Mercuries are not as reliable as we would want them to be. That's a fact. Amen? And so, here's another fact. There is a possibility, a real possibility, that she could get down at Lancaster. She's going to be down there on one day, late into the evening. She could get down at Lancaster and her car could stop. That's a possibility, isn't it? Ladies, how many of you would want to be in that kind of situation? You don't want to be in that situation, do you? And so she could look at the fact. If I go to school driving my car, I could get stranded. And therefore, what decision might she make? I guess I won't go to school. But catch it. Not only is there a fact, there's a promise. And see, she knows what the promise is. And we're going to put this just on a human level right now, all right? Amen? She knows what the promise is. If her car stops and she is stranded, she's got that little cell phone with her. And you know, she already knows the promise. All she's got to do. In fact, she don't even have to dial the number anymore because she's got the number in there. Just punch the little button until it comes up, husband. Punch dial. It may be 2 o'clock in the morning. It doesn't matter. She knows the promise. When that call comes in from my wife saying that she needs me, guess what? I am on my way to get her. She's not going to be left stranded. See, there's facts. And then there's promises. Amen. Hallelujah. She knows the promise. So guess what? She can get in her 88 Merc and drive down to Lancaster in confidence because she is standing on the promise of her husband. Now, can I tell you a secret? There have been times when I have failed to keep a promise. Once or twice. There have been times when I have, for whatever reason, failed to keep a promise. So that promise that I gave her, I will do the very best I can. Amen? But guess what? There's someone bigger and better than me who has also made her promises. Hallelujah. And he has never failed to keep one yet. You see, the real guarantee of her safety is not me. The real guarantee is El Shaddai, her father, hallelujah. Because catch it, I'm driving a 97 Honda. Sometimes that don't work. And if that doesn't work and hers doesn't work, I can't get to her, but God is there. Father is there, El Shaddai is there. She's got his promise. He will never leave her. He will never forsake her. She will never have to fight the battle on her own. Do you see what it does when you take the promises of God and stand on the promise to deal with your circumstance? The devil is trying to wave that circumstance in your face and get you terrified about what might happen to you. And every time he does that, all you need to do is start off with, okay, let me just remember who I've got standing on my side. Number one, he's El Shaddai. Number two, he's my daddy, hallelujah. And number three, he's already got a promise in the book to cover the situation that I'm in. What will I be afraid of? Hallelujah. Understand. When you get down on your knees and you begin to pray about your situation, oh yes, you do need to tell God, oh God, this is what's happening. This is what's going on, and I need your help. Yes, you need to do that. But the place that you need to start is, God, you are great. How great thou art. How mighty thou art. And God, not only are you the great El Shaddai, you are my father, and you love me. And you will never let me down. And oh Lord, I'm looking at a situation right now. And as Jehoshaphat said to God, God, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to handle this. I have not got a clue as to how to get out of the situation that I'm in. But Lord, my eyes are on you. That's the bottom line. My eyes are on you. When you get ready to pray about the circumstances of your life, remind yourself not of what the situation is, but of who God is. You need to take some time, and I'm trying to talk very, very practically. When you get ready to pray, you need to get out your Bible. And if you can't think on your own about who God is, open your Bible to the book of Psalms and just start reading some of the Psalms. Because in so many of the Psalms, in the beginning of the Psalm or halfway through the Psalm, it'll just start talking about how great God is. Start talking about him being the mighty one. Start talking about the fact that when he shows up, the earth trembles and smoke fills the temple. Oh, and you know, all of the wonderful, mighty things about God. If you can't think of all that stuff on your own, He's already given us the word. Amen. You need to, when you come to prayer, to open up the word of God and just spend some time meditating on who God is. Praying back to God how mighty he is. And then you need to spend some time saying, okay, God, now here's my circumstance. Show me your promise. Finding the promise of the word that applies to your circumstance and begin to pray it back to God. God, I don't have any money in my pocket, but I see here in your word that it says that I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. And Lord, I take that as a promise right now. And I stand on that word. I stand on that promise. Hallelujah. I pray that back to you, Lord. You will not let me be forsaken. You will not let me beg bread because your word has said it. So, Lord, I give you the praise that my need has already been met. Hallelujah. I just got a report from the doctor, and it's not a good report. But then I turn over to the book of James, and I read that when I hear that report, if I will come to the elder of the church and I will allow them to pray the prayer of faith and anoint me with oil, it says he will raise up the sick person. So God, I take that as a promise. Hallelujah. I'm going to follow through on that promise. I'm going to be prayed for in the name of Jesus, praying the prayer of faith. And Lord, I expect you to raise me up because that's what your word says. Hallelujah. Can you see how your attitude will be different when you start off focusing on God and not on your situation? Here's my challenge to you today. How many of you are facing some kind of circumstance in your life right now where you need God to fight the battle for you? Let me see. Is there anybody here? Amen. Amen. Here's my challenge. This coming week, every day of this coming week, you need to pray. Amen. You need to seek the face of God every day. But don't do it the way you've been doing it. The way most of us do it is we get ready to pray, and before our knee can hit the floor, it's, God help me, here's what I need. Amen? No, let's don't do it that way this week. Instead, this week, take your Bible, turn to the book of Psalms, and begin to find out who God is. And start your prayer by praying back to God how great thou art. Amen? Start your prayer by seeing him as El Shaddai, the Almighty One. Start your prayer by claiming him as our Father, our Daddy who is in heaven. And then once you do that, then you can bring your petition to him. Because then, guess what? Having started off by looking at who God is, you will be in position for God to fight the battle that needs to be fought in your life. And the devil will wave his terror flag in your face, but you're not even paying it any attention. You're too busy looking at Jesus.
This is Pastor Franklin. Thanks for listening to Covenant Living Today. This broadcast is an outreach of Covenant Community Church. We're a young congregation where the focus is on teaching the Word of God with clarity and integrity so that our members not only understand the Word, but know how to put it to work in their lives on a day-by-day basis. And because we're young, we have some great opportunities to serve. Perhaps you're looking for a church where you can both learn the Word and serve the Lord. If so, why not come and visit with us? Our worship services start at 10:30 every Sunday morning. Plus, we have Bible study every Wednesday evening from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Covenant Community Church is located at 1745 Derry Street in Harrisburg. And if you'll come to the corner of 18th and Derry or 18th and Berry Hill, you can't miss our building. For more information or directions, or for a CD of today's message, please give us a call at area code 717-232-5299. That's 232-5299. Or visit our website at covcomchurch.org. That's covcommchurch.org. This is Pastor Ron Franklin, inviting you to be listening for our next broadcast of Covenant Living Today.